This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven half of the hour on the Tuesday, March 2nd, DJV program. Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schiller. What do we think, ladies, about starting the month of March? How are we feeling about, well, the weather is colder than you know what here. Back on the farm this morning, and it's 20 below zero with the wind chill factor. And at this time tomorrow, supposedly here, the temperature will be someplace between 45 and 50 degrees.
Welcome to spring. That's why people get sick.
Yeah. Well, that's right. The colds and stuff, changing, the atmosphere changes, the weather changes. Oh, global warming! Look out!
Global warming is actually not a term that people use. It's climate change because the fluctuations are a result of that. So it's global warming is not necessarily what, because it was mislabeled from the beginning. People thought, well, it's cold out, so clearly global warming is not a thing. That's not what it meant. Climate change is very much real, and the more erratic the weather patterns are, the more obvious it is that climate change is real.
Now, what do you think we can do about that?
There are a lot of things we can do about it. Reducing carbon emissions, which heats up the oceans, which then causes flooding and things. I mean, there's so many things we can do, but number one should be carbon emissions and not letting, and here's another thing that's really simple, and we talk about this, I know you've talked about it on your farm show, don't let fruits and vegetables, which are the number one cause of carbon emissions from landfills, it's not anything else, it's not farting cows, it's rotting fruits and vegetables that sit in landfills, and without the proper oxygenation to allow it to break down, that gas gets trapped there. And if you've ever seen, like, a piece of rotting fruit in your kitchen, you know, I mean, it's
bananas.
Ooh, right. And so flies. When it's trapped and you don't, you know, you have a giant compost pile, maybe more than one. So, you know, you go in, you poke it, right? You aerate it.
Right. You every day with a loader have a big compost pile.
Matter of fact,
I'm going into it commercially this spring. Yeah. There's a loader that turns every bit of it every single day.
And the reason for that is that it properly decomposes. And if you don't do that, then all those gases build up, and that's what contributes to climate change and the carbon levels being so off the charts, which is they don't have to be. There are a lot of things that people can do in daily life that, you know, everyone thinks it's this huge, overwhelming thing. There are very small steps that you can take. So it's
one.
I always welcome those conversations because so many people feel like it's political and it's not.
Well, science
is rotting fruit. How are rotting fruit and vegetables political?
there's a certain, it's almost like a religion with some people. There's a certain focus on it, and you got to do this and you got to do that. But it is really something that the Earth changes as it has. It continues to change. We're helping it along a little bit. I was talking to my friend John Kelly yesterday, who has an electric Audi. It's quite the, he said to me, he's like,
my friend has one of those. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, it's a nice car. So he said, we're about to get on the expressway to go to the airport. He says, watch this, like a 10-year-old kid. And he floors it, and it just runs like a rocket ship. And we were talking about the technology, because he's a big technology guy, how the fact that the batteries run these engines, the wheels, the motors in each wheel, there's no transmission, there's no motor, it's just the batteries and how they're geared to each of the wheels. It's a four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive vehicle. It's just fascinating, but, I mean, he's like a kid.
The cool thing about those is that, like a Tesla, you can do a software upload or download, and you literally from the satellite on your phone, you just say, yes, I want it, and it's $2,000 if you have a Tesla, and then it increases your 0 to 60 speed by, takes 2 seconds off of it.
But what he's one of the smartest people that I know, a genuinely brilliant man who has run successfully 8 different businesses over his life. And one of the things that he said, nobody really thinks about this business about cars, the electric cars, they think it's going to be good, but they don't talk about, or do they even really understand where the power comes from to charge up the battery? And that's true. How often do we say that? Yeah, it's cool if you want to have an electric car, great. But don't kid yourself into thinking that you're changing your carbon footprint. You're just pushing it to some other location because the electricity that it takes to make that car run is still being produced by fossil fuels and will be for the foreseeable future. I'm not telling you I like it. That's just the reality because there aren't enough solar farms. There aren't enough windmills and those turbines to make a difference, to even make a dent at what it costs.
Did I tell you what they told me about solar? Did I talk to you guys about that?
I don't think so.
So I'm looking at solar for my house, and
yeah.
I had the guy, I came out, I know him, he's done work for my dad, for everybody, it kind of in our circle, and so I was talking to him, and we were talking about what happened in Texas with their power grid, and he said, we had one of our scientists run the numbers, and if the amount of output they were trying to get out of the power grid in Texas a couple weeks ago when that big freeze happened in Los Angeles, the Los Angeles power grid would not be rebuilt for 8 months.
Mm.
Think about that. That's like Mad Max style. Can you imagine if people in Los Angeles had, I mean, now it would be highly unlikely for us to have that weather and to have that same significance. But he said if the problem in Texas were put on Los Angeles's power grid, you'd be out of power for 8 months. That
crazy.
Is insanity. And
it
then
insanity.
You have everybody pushing to get electric cars and get people out of gas-driven cars, and all of a sudden, now you're going to stress out that power grid even more.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's not so far from reality.
Who's thinking about this
collapse.
Stuff? Who's thinking
right.
this through, though, Jennifer? Certainly that idiot who's the governor there isn't thinking it through. All he thinks about is himself. And so on it goes. Speaking of that, there are a lot of calls from all kinds of different places to get Governor Cuomo to resign. I noticed that his brother, who's on CNN, Chris, says he can't cover his brother's scandal.
Yeah, it's part of their policy. This is not new news. It's been the policy. The only reason that they lifted that is during the pandemic the height of the pandemic last year when Cuomo was doing those daily press conferences. CNN allowed an exception so that Chris Cuomo could have his brother on the show. But then they issued a statement, I don't know, a month or so ago, and they said that they're going back to the old rules, which was he's not allowed to cover anything his brother does. So it's not new news. It's just he's reiterating
I think
to people
it's
like
a bad
around
look
the country.
Because the two of the
look.
Cuomo boys, the two Cuomo boys were sitting there yucking it up and holding gigantic Q-tips while old people were dying in nursing homes. And it's not aging well, those segments with the two of them.
So a lot of people, though, are the what we're talking about here is what Cuomo has been accused of doing. A lot of people are making a lot of noise about these scandals, including Hillary Clinton. I noticed that she, well, a lot of Democrats, and Ed Malarkey has had his usual malarkey, and the great Bill Blasio, he's got, I want to hear what he
hates
to say.
Cuomo.
He
no.
hates
I'm
Cuomo,
this.
So
oh
my
God.
He's on it. Hillary Clinton,
he's been.
Hillary Clinton had to because she was getting insulted, as was Kirsten Gillibrand. You know, a lot of these people came out against Justice Brett Kavanaugh for unsubstantiated claims, and they went after him without even giving him any due process. And so they were getting criticized for not commenting on Cuomo scandals because he's a Democrat. And so that's why now you're seeing them start to kind of filter in and start to comment on supporting an investigation.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what's going on with the new cabinet secretaries in the Biden administration? I noticed the Department of Homeland Security is being run by somebody, is it Mayorkas? I don't know who this person
Alejandro is. Alejandro Mayorkas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's his qualification for being head of the Homeland Security?
I don't know. All I know is that there's a surge. There's a surge at the border, and he was asked in the press conference yesterday whether or not there was a crisis at the border, and he said, "No, there's not a crisis at the border. I think it's a challenge."
A crisis. It's the choice of words, and there's a.
It's not a crisis. It's a challenge.
Right. Well, where did this guy come from? What is his background? Why is he the Secretary of Homeland Security? I never heard of the guy before.
I feel like he might have been part of Obama's administration. Let me see if he's the one.
Well, there are a lot of them in the Biden.
I don't know about him, but I like the Secretary of Education.
You
and
do.
Apparently, a lot of Republicans do too, because he passed very easily.
Yeah, well, he did get through easily.
Yeah, I mean, he has a lot of experience as an educator, as an administrator. He was the head of the state of Connecticut. He was the education commissioner there. So he's been a school teacher. He's been a principal. He's really been through. You know, it's like the guy who's the head of the FAA that we like, you know, he was a pilot at Delta. You want someone who knows the inner workings of the entire industry, whatever you're doing. And so I think that Miguel Cardona is his name from Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
He is the new education secretary. It is kind of funny because a lot of people were on social media commenting that it was such a nice, smooth, confirmation hearing as opposed to the last one, Betsy DeVos, who, you know, even Republicans were like, that was a split tie that Mike Pence
had to. Hear that again? What did the Republicans say?
There were some Republicans who were like, I don't know about her. She was kind of a wing nut.
It's the same thing with Javier Becerra, for instance, who has no medical experience during a pandemic, is appointed to Health and Human Services.
Who's got experience during a pandemic other than Fauci?
Anybody who's a doctor in the pharmaceutical industry, virologist, any of those people would be probably better than Javier Becerra. The last guy was Alex Azar. He was from the pharmaceutical industry, so at least he had some sort of experience.
I don't want anybody from the pharmaceutical industry.
At least they know how the business works. Javier Becerra
people's illnesses, sure.
Well, he sued nuns and is super pro-abortion. But Alejandro Mayorkas is a former Obama administration official. We were right. He served in the Department of Homeland Security there and was also the director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services under Obama.
Huh. All right, so that's good to know. Speaking about Governor Cuomo, it appears in the latest DJV download there's a lot of focus on the deep doo-doo that the governor is in. You want to hear Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay talk about that, then you listen to our DJV download along with a focus on Sunday's Golden Globe Awards. There were a lot of cool situations, actually, and then the continuing harping on African-Americans and the fact that the Hollywood Foreign Press, what do you expect? I guess that's my comment. What do you expect from these people?
What's the harping I'm confused about that.
The harping on the Hollywood Foreign Press, they are a bunch of white elitists from Europe, mostly.
Right.
And so
them out for not having
I didn't say there was anything wrong with that. I didn't say there's anything wrong with that. I found it amusing, actually. Well, there's a lot of harping on the Black Lives Matter stuff and the continuing focus on it at the expense of other things. That's my talking about today. That's not on the DJV download. But there are a lot of things to focus on with regard to the download that come from the Golden Globes on Sunday night. Check that all out. Plus, Governor Newsom looking at a recall. I don't think he's looking at a recall. He's getting recall, and hopefully he'll be sent. Maybe he can get on a fishing boat and get a job off the coast of San Francisco or something. That's where he belongs. Anyway, all in the latest download, the DJV download, at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two chocolate chip muffins coming in. Thank you.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Hey, can someone get that?
Like at Claire's Cafe. To satisfy demand for takeout, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal data. Rates and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used at
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, 23 after the hour here on the DJV program with Doug and Jen and Victoria and Jay. The question at the moment on the DJV socials is, do you feel proud of the work that you're doing for a living? Let's find out what some of the responses are right after this. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets. All right, so let's get at this. Jay Kirshner at the ready with answers. So what are people telling you they're proud about? What kind of work are they doing, Jay?
Pretty much everyone is saying that they are proud of the job they do, and even if they don't typically like their actual job, they still take pride in their work, which I think is absolutely awesome. Debbie Selby is a child support debt worker, keeping accurate accounting in child support cases since the mid-70s, and she says it is just absolutely very fulfilling. And I like this one, too, Margaret Prolix. She works in a school cafeteria, and a student recently asked her if she liked her job, and she said, most days I do. And the student asked, well, what about the other days? And she said, fortunately, there aren't too many other days. I love that.
Yeah, that's very sweet. All right, so why are people, please tell me, why we're going to ban the movie Grease?
People are calling for the movie Grease to be banned due to complaints calling it sexist, homophobic, containing slut shaming.
It's just a terrible movie. How about we just call it what it is? It's a terrible movie.
Grease 2 is so much far the superior one. I'm saying that right now.
It's part of American folklore. Greece,
well,
modern
and
folklore.
That's the thing.
What
if people don't like something, I mean, maybe it certainly won't age well, but it was based in the 50s. Yeah, if you don't like it, you can share your opinions. There's nothing wrong with people giving their opinions, but don't dictate what other people are allowed to watch and not watch. Stop banning things. Just move on with your own
life
and don't watch it. Don't let your kids watch it if you don't want to watch it.
Right. So what's the story about this Florida golfer? A lot of people are talking about him. He died. He was looking for his lost ball. Where was he? Did he eat by an alligator?
Yes, he drowned. So he's a 70-year-old golfer. He was last seen looking for his ball near a green, and then he was reported missing when his golf cart was found parked on the cart path, and his putter was on the ground. So a wide search went to the wooded area that was nearby, and then deputy divers located his body submerged in the water. Now, an autopsy is going to be conducted to determine the exact cause and manner of death, but obviously no foul play is suspected. They think he was just looking for his ball, and something happened. Maybe he slipped, hit his head.
I mean, I've been on a few golf courses. Doug, you probably have too. I don't know, Jay, if you're a golfer. I've never, ever in my entire life been even slightly tempted to go anywhere near any standing water on a golf course, because it's just nothing but disgustingness and sedentary water that can give you flesh-eating bacteria and God only knows what else.
Exactly.
Why would anyone
wade into
water?
That's why you buy so many golf balls. You lose that golf ball in the water, hey, guess what? The pond owns it now. That's its new home.
You take a mulligan and you move on. I mean, jeez.
Take a mulligan. That's great. I love that expression.
Right? I mean, come on.
Yeah. Right.
That's a good motto for life, too. Take a mulligan and move on.
I see Mary-Kate Olsen has got herself lined up with another bajillionaire. Right?
Yeah.
She's a billionaire. She should only be her CEO. She's dating in her socioeconomic class, I guess, right?
Should you do that? That's a great question. Thank you, Victoria. What
a great question to talk about.
People date
dating
or marry in their own social sphere. That's, is it better? Are there more successful weddings are there more successful marriages if you stay within the boundaries?
More money, more problems.
Yeah, there you go. Right. 28 past the hour.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
2021 is the perfect time to add a healthy new habit to your daily wellness routine. Good nasal hygiene. We all know there's bad stuff in the air. Allergens, bacteria, viruses, and that some of it's very dangerous. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, you can clean your nose with Navage. Your nose is the body's air filter, and with Navage, you help your body defend itself by flushing out the crud and germs. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it has over 40,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Join millions of Navage users to relieve congestion and allergies, breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, Target, and Rite Aid. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Let 2020...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tuesday is Read Across America Day, and cancel culture strikes again. Dr. Seuss, a.k.a. Theodore Geisel, has been dropped from the annual Read Across America event by the Virginia school system. Dr. Seuss books have long been a staple of the program. Cancel culturists say it's because the books allegedly have strong racial undertones. Dr. Seuss died at his home in La Jolla, California in the fall of 1991. A federal judge on January 29 sentenced former FBI attorney Kevin Kleinsmith to 12 months of probation for forging an email that resulted in one of several major errors in the application to spy on former Trump campaign advisor Carter Page. 29-year-old Brittany Gosney, an Ohio mother, has been charged with killing her 6-year-old son and disposing of his body in the Ohio River. Gosney has been charged with murder, abuse of a corpse, and tampering with evidence in the death of her son, James Hutchinson. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Christopher Bell is a NASCAR Cup Series racer, driving the number 20 Toyota Camry for Joe Gibbs Racing. He also is the 2017 NASCAR Camping World Truck Series champion. Motor Racing Network recently caught up with the young driver and asked him the secret of Joe Gibbs Racing successes.
Yeah, I would say the biggest thing is just his knowledge of people and knowing how to put the right people in the right positions to do the right job. And that's something that I've always really respected Coach for, is his ability to do that. He's just so sharp, and he knows his employees in and out, and you know he knows which ones are the right fits to get the job done.
After winning the last road course race at Daytona, he's now a part of the playoff hunt.
I would say for me, it's the fact that I've won now in the Cup Series, and I hope that I'm able to rattle off a couple more here. And yeah, so it's tough, you know. You're in this sport for a reason. You're kind of labeled as only as good as your last race. So right now I'm great, but last year whenever I wasn't running so well, you know, I feel like a lot of people had written me off. So it's nice to be relevant again, and I hope that I'm able to keep it up for the weeks to come.
NASCAR invades Las Vegas, Nevada this weekend, culminating with the Pennzoil 400 presented by Jiffy Lube on Sunday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. 14 games are scheduled for Tuesday as Major League Baseball spring training continues. The earlier game started at 1:05 p.m. Eastern. One late game tonight at 9:05 p.m. as National League West rivals Dodgers and Giants playing. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Doug and the kids are here. Yes, the kids are here.
I don't know why, but I just started imagining goats.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what goats, baby goats are kids. That is correct. That's why I never use that terminology to refer. That's very interesting. You pick up on that, Jay, because I never use that term to refer to children. Children are children. Boys, girls.
Do you have goats, Doug? Because I know you're a farmer.
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay.
Do have goats. Matter of fact, the papa goat has been doing his thing, and all the baby, only have babies, but all the girl goats are now pregnant and expecting, I think it's about a 4 or 5 month cycle. So by the time spring rolls around, we'll have all these little goats around making that nasty noise. The goats are cute. People like them.
They're adorable.
In our case, we have set up in the goat corral a lot of, you know, those big rolls that wire comes on. If you see telephone trucks or electric trucks working along the road where they're restringing, they have these huge wooden rollers that the wire is on. So our the boys have acquired about a dozen of those, and they've set them up in the goat pen so the goats can jump up on them and look and play. We've got ladders going, and they can balance themselves as they go. It's the funniest thing. I should take some video. And
you should. That stuff goes viral. Baby oh, yeah. goats? Oh, my God. That's the fastest way to go viral is baby goats.
And there you go. Well, speaking of children, today is Dr. Seuss's birthday, so that's what we celebrate. Dr. Seuss, Theodore Seuss Gazelle, and the National Education Association endorsing the importance of reading. If you don't know about Dr. Who doesn't know about Dr. Seuss? Come on. You think there's anybody who doesn't know who Dr. Seuss is, frankly? Honestly.
He was being canceled, wasn't he, today?
Is he?
Wasn't there something, Jay? There's somebody in Virginia.
Virginia School District. They said that they weren't canceling him. They just weren't going to emphasize him because
outdated stereotypes, yeah, I think, in the books. I never read Dr. Seuss as a kid. I thought they were stupid, honestly.
Dr. Seuss either.
I
was too practical.
And
I'm like, green
eggs.
Yeah, like, eggs aren't green. Like, that's just stupid.
Right.
So that was the end of that.
So here's a good story from school. You ready? Story from Indianapolis, Indiana. We have some new listeners a little bit east of there, Bloomington, that area. So here's this principal who's trying to figure out why an eighth grader is wearing a hat to school. With me so far?
Yes.
Principal's name is Jason Smith. Youngster goes to the office because the teacher says that he won't take off his hat. And so the principal says to the youngster, "Why won't you take off your hat?" And apparently what happened, the boy was too ashamed. He can't afford a haircut, so his parents gave him a haircut. It didn't come out so well. So he didn't want the children to laugh at him. So instead of sending this youngster home, the principal, Mr. Smith, apparently has some barber tools. He had some barbering experience. So he took the child into his office. He cuts his own hair, and he doesn't have much of it to cut. Actually, you see a picture of him, but he cuts his children's hair. So, and he plays, cuts the hair of the teammates that play on a couple of the basketball teams, I guess. So he brings this little kid into his office, and he fixes his hair. It's one of the most adorable pictures that you could find. Go look at, find it. The hairline apparently is all messed up, and he used his clippers, and he fixed this youngster's his hair. I just thought there was that kind of stuff. He's a fifth grade student. But the teacher sends him, now I don't know whether the teacher, I didn't dig into it enough to know whether the teacher sent him to the office because the kids were making fun of him because he wouldn't take off his hat, or because the teacher said, "Yeah, I'm supposed to wear a hat in the class," which I get, but I wouldn't want a kid to wear a child to wear, I'm catching myself there, Jay, did you get it? With kids and children. Anyway.
It'll be on your mind all day.
Probably will be, in fact. I don't know, I just thought that was a cute kind of a thing. And he said, any children, the principal said, "Any children that have a problem with their haircut, come see me, and I'll fix it up for you." Which is kind of nice. Yeah, it is cute. The Olympic torch set to make its way across Japan. Apparently, the relay is going to kick off in Fukushima. Isn't that where that's where the nuclear plant blew up after the tsunami, right? Wasn't that Fukushima? I think it is. Yeah.
It was Fukujawa, but I could be wrong.
Okay, so let's point out on a map where Fukushima is and where Fukujama is.
Yes, nuclear disaster. Fukushima.
Was it Fukushima?
D-A-I-I-C-H-I?
Yeah, it's Fukushima. I thought that's where it was. Anyway.
Yes, 2011.
Fans will come to watch the beginning of the relay, but for the, you know, in Japan, they don't clap. They don't cheer. They don't have any art. What the government refers to as art, or not government, but tradition. That's artificial excitement. So you're not allowed to, or basically a proper society in Japan, you don't clap, you don't smile, you don't catcall, you don't do any of that stuff. You're not supposed to do it. Anyway, so that's what's going on there. This guy who was the Olympic coach, what a cretin. John Guidard, I think was his name.
Oh, yeah.
Right? He led the women's team.
One of the several, yeah.
Yeah, there
that
were a bunch
Larry
of...
Larry Nassar guy who's
what's
serving...
What's up with that?
Well, it's all part of the same system. So he worked for Larry Nassar. Larry Nassar serving, what, multiple life sentences?
Yeah.
For
right.
the hundreds and hundreds of girls that he sexually abused. This guy was right there with him. I don't know why his trial took so long, but, yeah, so they announced his sentence, and then he killed himself.
His name was Guidard, not to be confused with Guidard, the Wonder Woman, who's going to have her third child. Did you even, who even knew? She was on the Golden Globes the other night. She's
a lot
pregnant.
Of us girls thought she was pregnant. She
really?
Was wearing it, yeah.
Because of that
wearing,
dress?
Yeah, and just, yeah. It, she just, and her face looked a little bit fuller. She just, yeah. Well, that was a guess that we all made. It was weird that the next day she announced it. Like, I don't know why she just didn't announce it before the Golden Globes, but whatever.
Yeah.
I
so
love
who's
her,
it?
So I'm not saying anything negative. Okay. I love Wonder Woman. Very
objective. Yeah, Wonder Woman. Anyway, so she's 35 years old. I think she's a little skinny for a superhero, but at any rate, she's got two children now, two daughters. Alma is 9 and Maya is 3. Are these by the current husband? Has she been married
yes.
before? She's been
no,
married
this
to
is
one
her,
person.
I yeah. believe it's her one and only husband. But she, the first Wonder Woman movie, which kind of infuriated women everywhere, like for half the movie, she was pregnant and while filming. So,
really?
And she still looked that good, yeah. So I don't know if she'll be pregnant again while they're filming the next Wonder Woman. I don't know. Or maybe they're going to take some time off. I'm not sure. But the difference, though, is in the first Wonder Woman movie, going back to your comment about her being very thin, in the first Wonder Woman movie, I didn't think that she looked too skinny. I thought she just looked great. And in the second Wonder Woman, I thought she was very thin. I thought, and the reason was, now we know, it's because she was actually pregnant during the first one, and she was not pregnant during Wonder Woman 1984, so.
I so when you're pregnant, what sort of weight do you put on? Not to put too fine of a point on
it's
Jay, how'd you do
for,
with that?
Yeah, it's different. I gained 30, and my
did
kid
you?
Was not 30 pounds when he was born. But, I mean, it's different for every person. My sister, when she was pregnant,
wait a minute, hold on, just
one,
wait a minute, hold on a second. I want to capture the moment. I want to capture the eerie sound in your voice. My kid didn't weigh 30 pounds.
He did not weigh 30 pounds.
Jessica Simpson gained 60 pounds.
My
she
wife.
Very open about that. Like
Tony
wow.
gained 46 pounds with Megan. Megan weighed 9 pounds. Megan was about, I was 9 pounds and something, and she was about the same size. But she, Tony was very short, 5'1", and she looked like a huge basketball. That's kind of what she looks like with all of that weight that she put on.
I don't know where your 6-foot-something son came from, because you're like, what, 5'7"?
I'm 5'8", yeah. Mm. On a good day.
Well, I think it's also what your main body type is, too, because when my sister was pregnant with her first child, people didn't know. The Empire waist dresses, those baby doll dresses, were really popular. That those dresses just made
the
everyone
look pregnant. The ones that you button that you tighten up under your breasts?
Yes, yes. So when she was 9 months pregnant, she still did not look pregnant in those dresses. Mm-hmm.
Well, you always look pregnant in those dresses. Those dresses look like made you look like you were pregnant. Yeah,
that's why Gal. That's what Gal Gadot was wearing at the Golden Globes, so no one sort of knew. But a lot of women speculated. But happy for her. That's good for her.
Yeah, good. It's always good to bring. As long as you can take care of them and they're going to do well in the world, that's the neat thing.
Unlike
in
Hilaria
New York.
Baldwin, who's just, you know, oh, by the way, Doug, you missed it. So Hilaria Baldwin and Alec Baldwin, they have a 5-month-old baby right now, Eduardo, or some other fake Spanish name that she keeps giving all her kids. So it turns out yesterday she made the sort of the non-announcement that they've also welcomed another brand new baby. So biologically, it's impossible that she has given birth twice within 5 months. So the speculation is because she wanted another girl, because she's got a slew of boys, that they, while she was pregnant with the current boy, the one who's 5 months old now, that they hired a surrogate to give birth to another baby. She's addicted to babies. Like Alec Baldwin, there's a quote that came up from the Ellen show. He literally says, "My wife is so addicted to babies. That's what she collects." And then she said, and then he actually said, it's so creepy. He said, "When they're no longer a vending machine full of joy and they're like 3 years old, then she wants another baby." That's a person who's not balanced. That's like an unhealthy perspective on parenting.
I wouldn't want to be married to somebody at that that point of view.
Well, I don't think
come to think of it, I wouldn't want to be married to anybody.
I don't think he's exactly stable either. So,
but you know what? That's what makes a good actor. Look at some of these people.
Oh yeah.
Who have? I'm watching on the plane going and coming from Denver this weekend. I watched something on Netflix called The Kaminsky Method.
Oh, it's great.
My God, what a wonderful show.
Yeah.
It was. And this woman, some great people are in it. I've always liked, what's-her-face from House, who plays the daughter, Alan Arkin's daughter.
Yes.
What's her name? She's very good. And Michael Douglas.
Lisa Edelstein?
Lisa Edelstein, yeah, right. Yeah. Very good.
And Michael Douglas, of course.
Michael Douglas's girlfriend is Susan... I think, is it Lyons? Somebody that you've seen forever on television. She is so attractive. There's something about her that's just so fetching. And the way she plays it out is fabulous. But anyway, and then there's, what's her face, the British actress who is very good at the new love life. Susan Sullivan is in it. It's a great cast. So if you have Netflix and you have not seen this, I have Netflix and I never watch it. But on the plane, I catch up with all of these things. And there were like two seasons.
Yeah. Is it the second season or the third that's coming back? They split it in half.
Yeah, it'll be the third season.
Yeah, but it's very good. They both, Michael Douglas has been nominated in the last two cycles of award shows. He hasn't, I think maybe he won one award. I'm not sure. Maybe an Emmy. But
really?
It's very good. They're both very good in it.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's kind of like the new Grumpy Old Men. You know, it's
I found myself laughing at the stuff because it's stuff I'm going through. You know,
so
that's really what it's about.
Does that make it feel relatable to you?
Yeah, very relatable.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's part of what makes it so fabulous. I guess maybe that's, but it has a broad appeal, like you like it at your age.
Mm-hmm.
The appeal, Paul Reiser, my God, looking at him. Do you remember him when he was in with Helen Hunt? What was the name of that show?
Mad About You.
Yeah.
They're bringing that back, actually, I think.
He always had a bad hairpiece, but he has no hair and a ponytail, and he's gained about 60 pounds. And it wasn't until the credits after the first time he was on that I got who it was.
Yeah.
Just amazingly changed in terms of his facade, if you will. All right, 47 after the hour. You ready? I haven't done this for a couple of days. Let's see how I do. Are you ready? There it is. Like it? Clear. I did take it with me on the trip because it's a little bottle. You can take it anywhere. And using Clear to keep your nostrils clean, to keep your nose clean, to assist your immune system at keeping the gunk out of your body so that you'll maintain your health and well-being, even when you have a shot. This is good for other things. I mean, the obvious immediate focus is on using Clear, X-L-E-A-R, to help you get keep you away from COVID and the other SARS stuff and flus. But it's natural so that you can buy it at the natural retail store. But it's something that will keep strep and staph and viruses out of your body. Clean your sinuses during the day. Take the bottle. Shoot up in your nose a couple times during the day. That doesn't sound right. It's kind of like, using drugs, but that's not what this is. It's all natural. It's a fabulous way to spray and be safe. And it's not addictive. It's just so simple to carry it with you. Learn more about it by going to clear.com, X-L-E-A-R. That's clear.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
You get what you pay for. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Carthy. I really like apples.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red-hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fifty-three after the hour now on the DJV program, and here at your service and on your side, Chuck Curry. He's our movie man. We have movie moments coming up with a focus on what happened this past weekend. Well, if you didn't hear, we're going to get to the bottom of that right after this.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
They're even shaped like hearts. So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice, meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, go, Sergeant!
Happy Heart Shapes are back for a limited time. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Let's start with everyone out there who loves flexing in the mirror.
Yeah!
Now, narrow it to all those muscle squeezers who hate stretching their wallet. Well, with my Walgreens, members earn an extra 5% in Walgreens cash rewards on Walgreens brand items. So head to Walgreens for great deals, or limp if you're like me and forgot to stretch while getting in the car. Ah, my calves!
Right now, stock up on everything from pain relievers to vitamins with select Walgreens brand health and wellness items. Buy one, get one 50% off. Offer valid through 4/24 with my Walgreens. See Walgreens.com for details.
With songs they have sung for a thousand years.
Who can hear this and not think of Christopher Plummer passing away? That's probably not the reason that you're playing this, but Julie Andrews, and a memory that is very deeply etched in my heart This is one of those movies you watch whenever you can watch it. Over, I don't know how you ladies think about it, but that's how I feel. Chucker, what do you think?
I've never seen
it. Oh, yeah, I mean, pound for pound is one of the most...
Hold on a second.
I'm with you, Victoria.
I've never seen The Sound of Music? What in the world is the matter with the cultural
exposure? I watched the live musical, like half of it, with Carrie Underwood when it was on TV. That's about as much as I know.
No, you got to watch the movie. Anyway, Chuck, excuse me, I interrupted.
So anyway, this day in movie history, March 2nd, 1965, Sound of Music opened in theaters, became one of the biggest hits of all time, a perennial mainstay on network TV, specifically on NBC, played it all the time, at least once.
That means it'll be on the Peacock network, probably.
Yeah, Christopher Plummer sort of disowned it. Like, he's a guy, he sort of, like, disregarded it as a throwaway film, but he realized that was a mistake, but now ultimately embraced it, which he should. Did great things for his career. But Julie Andrews, one of the great talents of all time. Also this day in movie history, 1944, Casablanca won the Oscar for Best Picture. And today is Daniel Craig's birthday. He is 53 years old. James Bond in the latest Bond film, No Time to Die, hopefully comes out this October. I believe
he's a good actor. I think he's a very good actor. But I also think he's making a mistake unless the physical aspects of doing those James Bond movies have become so difficult.
Steroids.
I think
he has
a new franchise.
Chuck, did you just say he's 53?
Yeah.
Did I hear that right?
I believe 53. Yeah, 53.
Oh, my God. I think he looks so much older than that.
I know, that's what I was thinking, too. I thought he looked like he was late 50s.
Yeah.
Doesn't have one of those boy faces. He's not like, he's a man's man. He's not that really has that boy look. But, you know, he did a movie called, he's going to have another franchise with Knives Out because they did a sequel that's going to come out. Yeah. Or doing a sequel. That's going to be a franchise property. He did a movie that was sort of dismissed by critics that I thought an Invasion of the Body Snatchers remake. Nicole Kidman was a star, called Invasion. He played a supporting role, her love interest, and I thought he was tremendously likable and appealing. So he can be really likable and appealing. He's very gruff and not a lot of sense of humor as James Bond, but he's still a really good 007.
Yeah, I think he's true. I think, and they were, didn't they offer $50 million for him to do another one? I mean,
he got big money.
They just keep handing him blank checks, and they're like, fill it in.
Well, you know why? Because they're nervous because they don't want
what comes next.
Even though I like Timothy Dalton as Bond, but when he played Bond, those movies did very little in terms of what they wanted at the box office. So they're nervous about that.
But they floated an idea to bring Pierce Brosnan back to play an older James Bond. Well, but the idea was to have an older James Bond.
I'm fine with that. I always like that. Warner Brothers is going to bring Michael Keaton back to play an older Batman in the Flash movie. I love that concept. I think it's a great idea. If you accept it at face value, I think it's a great concept. I like it a lot. And Pierce Bronson was a really, really, really good James Bond.
The movies were terrible, the scripts weren't great,
but he was really good.
He was perfect,
His chemistry with Judi Dench was the best of all, although I think that, Daniel Craig has a good chemistry, almost like a mothering sort of feeling with the two of them in that one, yeah. All right, Chuck, a good job as usual. Chuck Curry here on the DJV program.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.